With us here today, we have At Me producer Chloe Chobel, who is currently attending the University of Vermont. How's that been going?
It's been going really great. I'm graduating next year, and I'm majoring in anthropology. So.
Wow. When and how did you begin producing media for At Me?
So I joined At Me when I was about 12 years old. I was in middle school. My mom really needed me to have a place to go after school. And I was a really spastic ADHD, like bouncing off the walls type of kid. So, and I was interested in media. So my mom heard about At Me and she said, this will be perfect for you. Let's go check it out. And so I met Rosie and Robert, and they were both so nice and the environment was so great that I thought this is the best program. Why not stick around for a bit? So throughout middle school, I went to Central Middle School, which is right on C Street. So I'd just walk down after school every single day and come over to At Me.
What did you have the most fun doing?
I think that overall at my time at At Me, I think it's like 60-40. 40% has been me producing stories or doing video. And I think the 60% has just been me doing my homework or procrastinating, goofing off in the office.
Well, there's a lot of that here.
Yeah. But I think I have always really enjoyed the interview process and interviewing people and kind of collecting the stuff for the stories. And I appreciate it now even more because it really takes time to learn how to do that. So I'm glad that I got to do that at Me, because there's a lot of people who are really interested in podcasting or doing radio, stuff like that now, especially now. And it's tough because, you know, anyone can learn how to do it, but it kind of takes some time to build the skills for it. So we're really lucky to have this program in, you know, our teenage, young adult years.
Is there any personal favorite pieces or shows you've done?
I think my favorite story I ever worked on was the story about the 1964 earthquake. Earthquake stories are just really interesting and terrifying. And that was just a really cool experience because I got to sit with this old woman who I think her name was Nancy Bidwell. And yeah, I just got to interview her about her story about the earthquake. And I just thought it was the most interesting thing because she was downtown in Anchorage at the time.
What was it like being on the radio show for the first time?
I'm actually trying to remember like the first time I went to a radio show. I think what I loved about going to the radio show was the kind of the nervous excitement you get of being live on the air. I don't know, maybe I didn't enjoy it necessarily, but it was fun and it was a little bit different from doing radio stories, and the stakes were a little bit higher, I think, every time you went there. And also just pushing buttons was fun and exciting. And yeah, what am I trying to say? When I first started doing like hosting and stuff like that, I used to be really, really horrible at reading my lines. And I'd just kind of read the lines and start laughing really nervously. And I'd have to get my mic, like whoever was doing managing the board would have to like mute my mic and let me just kind of die in the corner for a few seconds, because I was always just nervous laughing on the air. That's most of what the radio show has been for me, nervous laughing on the air. I just also remember mispronouncing everyone's name, like Arena, what's her last name? Arena, Arena Filipenko. One time on the air, I introduced her. I was DJing, or no, I was hosting, and I had to thank everyone. And I think I thanked her as Arena Filipenko or something like that, which is horrible.
Do you have any advice for anybody interested in producing for At Me?
Totally. Maybe not. No, I'm kidding. I guess patience is maybe the key. I think when I was at Me, I always, and still do, get overwhelmed with projects. And I think keeping organized with all the projects is still like kind of tough to do. But I think it's a good skill to learn to like organize your files and stuff like that and not be hectic and crazy like all my projects.
Is there anything you'd like to add about the show or Alaska Teen Media Institute?
Yeah, I'm so happy that we're doing a podcast because I think it's like a different form that people will be really excited to listen to. And I hope that we continue doing the radio show forever, because that's just the best. I love AtMe so much. I've been going here for like over 8 years.
Jesus.
Yeah, I've been going here, for a long time. I hope I keep on coming back, because AtMe is always going to be close to my heart. And I hope we can have all kinds of new cool people coming in to do cool stuff here.